Hello to everybody. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. Thank you very much for your interest to join us in our presentation and information about our quarter three numbers, fiscal year 18 of Kapsch Traficom Group. I would like to follow the presentation, and I will continue with page two with our highlights. So, important for us that by the third quarter we already achieved the level of more than 500 million revenues. That's important mark for us internally, so we are happy that we did that. Important to mention in these three quarters is that we achieved with Zambia a nationwide concession agreement for road safety and traffic management, which is very interesting for us. Bulgaria, I hope you have noticed that we have been awarded for the contract for the nationwide toll system, and we are currently starting to ramp up the company and prepare everything for the implementation phase. Poland, it's also an important market for us. Currently, the tender is discontinued. Czech Republic, here the tender process is ongoing. And what I can share with you that we have extensive new business opportunities. So we look into three tenders in Germany, which are quite interesting. We look in North America. We have several bids for back office, and which offers for us to increase our market shares as well. I can tell you that Jakarta is still an option, but more in the background, but still interesting. Latin America with smaller projects is as well in the pipeline, and we see also for Streetland the possibility to close a contract quite soon. So that you will see that we have in nearly all in our segments and all of our areas interesting bits we follow up. When it comes to the numbers and the figures, I would like that you go to page two. That's the earning overview. Then we achieved for three quarters revenues of 507 million and EBIT of 35 million, with that's an EBIT margin of 7% and an earning per share of €1.82. In comparison to our previous year, it means that our revenues increased by 7%, sorry, for coming from 471 to 507. The EBIT on the other side decreased from 43 to 35.3 million, and also of course the EBIT margin from 9.1 to 7, and the earning per shares of the previous year has been €2.31. What does it mean EBIT wise? And here I would like that you follow to page four. Here you see a drill down of the profit and loss, and the we have a significant difference between the other operating income of the previous three quarters to this three quarters, and they are reflected in the in one bad will positive effect of the previous years. That's based on our Schneider acquisition and the very positive development of the FX changes and gains. And in this year, we have a controversial development in our FX, and that brings us definitely to a significant deviation between these two comparable periods. When you just compare cost of materials, other production services, that's more or less in line with our increasing of the revenues, so that's fine. Staff cost increased due to the acquisition we did. We have currently 408 employees more compared to the our fiscal year 17. And on the other operating expenses, you see also the difference more or less affected by the RFX exposures. What does it mean for our financial results? The financial result also decreased, and that I will, you can follow these numbers on page five. Decreased from a positive financial result in the previous year, 1.5 million to minus 4. Here is to mention that we will have an improvement for the future due to the repayment of our big corporate loan, which happened in November 2017. Finally, we repaid more than 70 million of these still outstanding corporate bond with an interest rate of 4.25%. And here you see that for the next year, we have lesser expenses in this respect. One word which I would like to mention is also we're still non-controlling interests due to our participation in Fluidtime toll ticket, which helps us to improve our footprint in the IMS part as well. We have in South Africa our employees' participation scheme, and therefore we show also a minority in this area and a small portion of Fluidtime. On the next slide, some other key financials which are quite interesting and important for us. So some words to net investment, free cash flow, net debt, and our equity ratio. This year we have no bigger investment, so our investment decreased from 14.5 million to 4.8 million. So the previous year we had the big acquisition to recall that. That has a positive impact on our free cash flow. Here in our three quarters, we have a very strong free cash flow, decline in trade receivables, so improvement of net working capital and lower investments. Therefore, we can show a net debt position of 26.1 million. Even although we had a dividend payment of 19 or nearly 20 million and some expenses for M&A activities, so that's where we're always interested in. The repayment of the corporate loan improved our assets, so balance sheet total, and therefore we have a decrease or an increase of our equity ratio from 35% to 40%, which is also very, very positive for us. Although I have to admit and inform you that we use the opportunity of the current low interest rates and raised money in January in the volume of 50 million. So at the end of this fiscal year, you will see again a change in the equity ratio in this area. Let me come to our structure and our segments. On page seven, here you see our segments, ETC and IMS. In the ETC segment, 77% of the total revenues are allocated to the ETC. Geographical-wise, our strongest part for the ETC is still EMEA, 69%, 25% Americas, and 6% in APAC region. We increased our revenues by 12% in this segment up to 387 million and an EBIT of 42 million. Yes, that's a decrease in the EBIT margin from 15.8% to 10.8%. When you look on the different types of our revenues in this segment, then you see that the design and build, and that's something what you shows your future business in the operation, is increasing. So we have in these three quarters nearly 100 million done in design and build. We have a decrease in the operations, and here is Czech Republic, one of the regions and reflected here. And we are still increasing our components sale. So here we sold more unvent units than the previous period. It was 2.9 million, which is still a very, very profitable part of our revenue. Coming to the IMS segment, then you see a decline of revenues from 125% of euros, million euros to 120. You recall that we have taken over from Schneider some contracts which are discontinued, and we didn't follow up because it's not part of our main business, and therefore declined as well. We have still still a loss in an EBIT, negative EBIT in this segment, but not so high as the previous period. Here to mention that one bigger project we had the opportunity to release a provision, and therefore it has a nice positive effect on the EBIT as well. The regions addressed for in our IMS segment is a little bit different. So here, Americas with 40% has a much higher share than in the ETC, even in the total number, completely very low. EMEA 57% and the Asia region with 3%, really at the lower end. Also here you see that increasing revenues in the project type design and build, operation is slightly decreasing, and also in the component sales we had a lesser result for these three quarters. What does it mean for our fiscal year ends? And so we still look on the further growth of revenue. Recall that in the half year's numbers, we said that we target a 10% increase of our top line. So we are still very confident to work on this. And we will work hard on our EBIT expectations, although we have to adjust this the one or other one-time effect compared to the previous year to keep the same EBIT level at that stage. The equity ratio, as I mentioned, currently is increasing by nearly 5%, but will be impacted in the end of our fiscal year to these additional funds we have raised to finance Bulgaria and some other projects which are interesting for us and keeps us busy for the moment. So that was my short overview of the current financial situation of Kapsch Traficom AG. Busy in the project pipeline, I can tell you, and busy also in delivering our projects. And now happy to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to raise a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And one moment for the first question, please. As a reminder, please use the opportunity to ask your questions by pressing star followed by one. And the first question is from the line of Felix Lutz with ODDO. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm interested. Can you tell me something about the StreetLine contribution and the IMS project you expect with a nice EBIT margin? Has it been closed or you are awaiting it? And maybe you can tell us about the complete exposure in the US so that we can calculate with an exchange rate. Thank you.
StreetLine, sort of what I cannot share with you, which kind of contract we are working on. So and you say that we are very close to one interest in an interesting city as well. And in a region where we see more opportunities close to the structure they have there. What we did in the meantime with StreetLine, they are still costly. They are still, as a company, negative, but they bring us a potential in our project landscape and also in our project offering. We do some cost reduction and changes and improvements, but it's still to say that it's a big economical success.
And how about the exposure in the US and then exchange rate you would recommend or you can guide maybe for us?
I think the FX exposure in the US is has an impact also on the top line, not only on our profit and on our cost wise. depending on the on the volume we have in US, 100. You can take a calculation on the level of 60 million euros or something.
Okay, from the segment area, maybe.
From the segment, so that's a mixture between IMS and ETC, but you take 85% for ETC.
Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. We're waiting for further questions. And the next question is from the line of Christian Bader with RCB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. A couple of questions. If I may, first of all, you mentioned potential contracts in the US for back office solutions. Could you maybe provide us with some color to how big these potential contracts are? At least if we could get some ranges in order to get a feeling what might be a potential trigger. And secondly, if you could possibly also comment on these tenders in Germany. Recently, there was a press article that Toll Collect will be nationalized at least for 6 months. So what can we expect? What will be decisions? So those are the two main questions I have.
Mm-hmm. So the first question to the volume of the back office project, they are in the range between 50 and 100 million euros, or US dollars, sorry, let's use this currency. And the German tender, that was in the press, so that especially the acquisition or the sale of Toll Collect was postponed due to some unclear bad debt, let me put this way, or this big open claim from the German government. So here you see nothing will happen in this fiscal year. That will be have an impact on our next fiscal year. And the other two are not 100% connected to each other. So here you can expect also different timing in respect of contract awards. What we have to admit, and let's look at the political landscape right now, is that now they have a government, and now the official procedures has to be finalized, and probably there will come out the one or other postponements, because that's really a huge project itself, and that would not be surprised.
Okay, if I may ask you on the first answer, you mentioned this potential range of 50 to 100 million dollars for back office systems. Is that, let's say, the overall amount that you're bidding for, or is this several individual projects that have a magnitude of that range?
That's several individual projects with this this volume.
Okay, all right, that's clear. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the next question is from the line of Serge Gabezon with Kepler Chevreux. Please go ahead.
Hi, just one question on my side about the IMS segment with revenue that are decreasing over the 9 months. I would like to know if maybe we can guide us on the growth revenue excluding the contract that had expired, that were non-core to the business, and also on the component that are decreasing by 25% over the 9 months. What we could expect for the future, do you still expect some growth in components in IMS? Thank you.
So the top line, the revenue impact of this older Schneider project, that was not 2 or 3 million. So that's, I think that was not even higher. So that wasn't, but it was one of the explanation why the revenues was reduced in these three quarters. The IMS segment, and here we have here, we would have a very significant increase if we can fully consolidate our concession agreement in Zambia in this segment. So what you see right now is that we will then show the result of this concession agreement at equity, but close to the EBIT, and therefore the organic growth of the IMS segment is not comparable to the huge push we would get if we could consolidate Zambia in this area.
Okay, because the Zambia concessionary agreement is already contribute to the EBIT.
Now, when you look at our numbers, then you have a separate line just below the EBIT saying that we have also contributable from. So I should have had the English wording here. It's just below the. Okay, so it's the last line before we show the total EBIT of our period, and that it's not so huge at the moment because we are just starting. It shows a number of 384,000 euro coming out of the Zambia concession agreement at the moment.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
And when that's just the first startup, and this project is has a quite huge potential, and we will do our best to explain this project itself in the future when it has a higher impact on our numbers.
Okay, thank you. And just maybe a follow-up question on the contract you are working on in the IMS segment. Are you confident that you will post maybe a revenue increase in the segment in the future?
So mid and long term, of course. But the IMS projects are, in this respect, also smaller size, have much smaller sizes. So like Chime has a volume of 60 million, so that's really absolutely smaller size than ETC projects. And they have, so the short-term visibility is slightly increased, but more or less stable. In case we would include Zambia, then you would see a significant increase.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. There are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Mr. Lang for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all very much for attending the call and listening in. We're looking forward to the next call regarding our fiscal year results in June. And yes, stay tuned. And if you need any information or any support, please don't hesitate reaching out to me. Have a great afternoon or great morning, wherever you are, and take care. Bye-bye.